The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Weg, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Kabaya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Boy. We're going to discuss today the sugya of Tainas Bechayim. Through discussing this sugya, Be'ezas Hashem, we're going to come to a better understanding of Makas Bechayos that we have in this week's parsha. Allow me to start off by presenting a few Gishmaka Shailas that as we continue the shir, we're going to end up touching upon these Shailas. First Shaila, Halacha L'maisa Shaila. A ger, somebody who became a yid later in his life. A ger, when he was born, he was a Bechar. He was the first born to his Goyish mother. What's the halacha? Should he fast on Erev Pesach? Halacha l'maisa shayla. You'll see we'll get closer to resolving this shayla from this year. That's number one shayla. Nacha shayla. We find a concept that we consider ourselves saved from Akas Bechayis. That's the whole yisayit of Tainas Bechayim. Why do we have Tainas Bechayim? Why do the Bechayim fast on Erev Pesach? The reason is, the Torah says, Lahedya, the reason is because they feel they were saved from the Makkah. The Makkah could have affected them. Bechayir, it's a Pella. We know that the Mitzrayim are getting punished because of what they did to us. We, at one point, needed to be saved. The Mitzrayim were the problem, and we're getting rid of the problem. We're punishing them for what they did. Why should that affect us? Let me give you a mashal. Let's say it was right before Makas Dam, the day before Makas Dam. The Yidden knew there's going to be Makas Dam tomorrow. Do you think they said to Hillel that maybe they're going to be affected by Makas Dam? Of course, there was a Gevaldige Hashgacha Pratis, which deserves to be mentioned and celebrated almost, and commemorated the fact that there was one jug, and there was one straw in the jug on one side. The Mitzri drank from that jug of water, and it was blood. The Yid drank from a straw on the other side, and it was water. That's Gevaldig, right? So we got very close. And we're excited about this. But do we feel like we were saved? Did they tell him? Chassam Sefer, we're going to say later, Be'ezus Hashem, Mermatasio, they talk about how the first time that's Bechayim happened in Mitzrayim. The Bechayim fasted because they felt that it might affect them. They might end up getting in trouble from the Makkah. Why were they so scared? Why should Makas Bechayim affect them? And this is not just Tainas Bechayim. Pesach, Asher Pasach Al-Bato Ibn Yisrael V'espatenu Yitzil, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over our houses and that night, whoever you touch the word Pesach, he had Rachmanis on us. Why are we so excited about that? We should be celebrating that we were saved from the Mitzriah, that we should be saved from the Makkah. That's the second question that Be'ez Hashem we're going to come to a clarity in throughout this year. Third child, why for this event that the Yidden were saved do we make a tainus? The Bechayim Yidden were saved, Makas Bechayim could have been them. They were saved. You make a tainus? Tainus Bechayim? We should make a yantif. Number four, another nacha ha'ara, I want to say over now, a steer in Midrashim. Lagabi an akeva Bechayim, female Bechayim, the oldest in the family was an akeva. Was she killed in Makas Bechayim or not? So we have a medrash that's like pretty clear. We'll call this the Makas Bechayim medrash. The Makas Bechayim medrash says very clear that af, let me read the Russian. Let me find it over here. Hanakivis habachayis afein mesis. Chutz mi basi bas pare. The Nakiris Bechayis also died except for Basi bas pare. There's an earlier medrash, Parshas Boy. That medrash, the first medrash we just said, the Makas Bechayis medrash is on, in Parak Yudbeis Pasuk Chav Tes. Prashi Yud Ches. Gimel. But there's another medrash earlier on, that's really, we'll call it the Karban Pesach Medrash. Over there, it's explaining why do we have a requirement of zachar, that the se tamim zachar, why should it be a zachar, why should it be a male? Dr. Medrash, shehu hayreko b'chayreim shel Mitzrayim, v'chasa b'chayreim shel Yisrael, makas b'chayres. Why is zachar teaching us makas b'chayres? So kapshutai, because makas b'chayres happened to zacharim, to males. But we just said the makas b'chayres also happened in a keva. If the oldest in the family was in a keva, steer and midrashim. I want to just say one answer quickly before we even, so to say, start the shir. An easy answer is to go with the first medrash we said, the makas b'chayres medrash, because that's like lahedya. It says nekevis b'chayres were killed. And for this medrash, we'll be madche. It doesn't say lahedya, just zachar. We're because of the requirement of zachar korban pesach, it's hinting to makas b'chayres. So the etiyasif of an art in the medrash says darash zachar lashon zechira, lashon of remembering. We're not saying zachar lashon of male. So there's an easy way out. I'll just mention that way out. Okay. So now what I wanted to focus on is, let's start from the tainus b'chayrim angle, and to figure out what type of b'char has to fast by tainus b'chayrim. And we're going to focus on this nekeva b'chayra. Should she fast in tainus b'chayrim or not? So I'll just read you the lashon mechaber in Simen Taf Ayin. Simen Taf Ayin, Shabachoyer is Masan Bera Pesach. Zok the Machaber, Bachoyer is Masan Bera Pesach, Bim Bachar Me'av, Bim Bachar Me'im, V'yesh Misha Eimer. This is a Yesh Misha Eimer of the Machaber. Shafilu Nekeva Bachoyer Masana. The Machaber is saying that there's more people fasting here. A Nekeva Bachoyer is gonna fast. Zok the Ramah, V'ein HaMinakein. This is not the Minak. Let's call it Machoyer Machaber Ramah. Should a b'chayra fast? Should she not fast? So the question is, what's pshat in this machlokes, mechaber and Ramah? So we really sort of said part of it, because kibshutay, it's pshat, the first place to look is in the makkah. What happened by the makkah? So we said there's a very clear medrash, the makkah's b'chayra's medrash. It says that in the keva, Mitzri died. If in the keva, Mitzri died, in Makas B'chayres, then a Nekeva Yisraelis should B'chayra should be fasting on Erev Pesach. It's quite obvious. It is a steer Midrashim, but we said we could answer the other Medrash, we could reconcile the other Medrash, we could say that the Zachar in the other Medrash, the Karm Pesach Medrash, is Lashon Zechira. So basically what we're left with is, what's Pshat in the Ramah? That's really what's left shver. Mechaber, we have a mahalach already. What does the Ramah hold? Why shouldn't, if b'chayrim died, b'chayra nekeva died, makas b'chayres, why shouldn't nekeva b'chayra yid, why shouldn't she fast? And taka, the biragra, the mishabura, when they're coming to say the mekar of the mechaber, they do this. They say the mekar is from the medrash. They don't even bring the other medrash. They don't bring the karmic medrash. They bring the medrash that the kaveis were killed. That leaves us with the shayla, what's pshat in the Ramah? So there is an answer that one could say, going back to the steer medrashim. Chedushei Rishash says this. He says it's a machlekes medrashim. He doesn't try to reconcile the medrashim like the Etzesef does. He says it's mamish a machlekes in the medrash. We have one medrash saying the kaveis did die, but makat chayis. One medrash saying they didn't die. At least this is the way the Ramah would learn. And the Ramah is going to be going with the Medrash that Nekevais did not die. Memela and Nekeva B'chayra Yisrael should also not fast. This would be one shot in Mechaykes B'chayra Ramah. Let's say over now the second shot. Nochab shot. This is from the Gain, the Bir HaGra. Zok the Bir HaGra. He's coming to say the Makar for the Ramah. I want to read the Lashon. Lashon is, Ve'ena minakein deha toira loy nosna kedushas b'chayrois l'nekeva. The toira never gave kedushas b'chayrois to a nekeva. We never find a female having kedushas b'char. What does this mean? This means that the Ramah is not looking, according to the Gaon, the Bir HaGra, is not looking at the Makkah at all. The Hagdara of the Tainus, to be required to fast, you have to be somebody who has Kedusha Asbachar. And in a Keva, since she doesn't have, maybe she did die Makas Bechayas, but since she doesn't have Kedusha Asbachar, she's not required to fast. I just make this more clear. We know that Bein Bechar Meya Av, Bein Bechar Meya Aim has to fast. What are these two things? So Bechar Meya Av means that the Bechar is the first child of the Av, of the father. The father got married to a lady who's once married before. She could have had 10 children from her previous husband. Now she's having her 11th child from this husband. It's this husband's first child. He's a Bechar Meya Av. He has to fast. Bechar Meya Aim. What does that mean? That means the other way. You have a man who may have many, many children from a different wife. Now he's getting remarried to a second wife. It's this wife's first child, even though it's number 11 for the husband. Bechar Meya Aim. She also has to fast. So what are the Kedushas? What does it mean that if they're fasting, according to the Goyin, if they're fasting, they must have had Kedusha. What's this Kedusha? So, Bechar Meya Aim is easy. It's called Kaddish L'Kayin, Kaddish L'Pidyon. They have Pidyon HaBen. But Bechar Meya Av does not have Pidyon HaBen. So the Goyin HaFanar says, the Kaddish L'Nachla. There's a Kedusha L'Nachla. Firstborn gets, a Bechar gets, Pishnayim, L'Nachla. What this means is that the Kaddish doesn't mean like a Kedusha, like a Helikite. Kaddish means that there's a shame bechar. There's a din bechar, like gabi, some din. An akeva never has a shame bechar. That's what the goyin means. And for this reason, they're not required to fast. I just want to say, I think there's a shtikul ha'ari here, that the goyin's understanding something that we would not have thought. We would have thought if you were saved, meaning if a mitzri just like you would have died, that means you were saved. Then you should fast. An akeva bechar should fast, because a mitzri like her would have died. The goyin says no. The tain is only for people with kedushas bechara. We're not going to answer this question. I'm just pointing this out, that this is an ara on the goyin. Why is it that only someone who has kedushas bechara has to fast? Oh. So now I want to say now a third mahalach in the Rambam. The Mechaber was saying it's easy. He's coming from the Medrash that a mitzri nekeva bechara die. But what's pshat in the Rambam? So I want to read you the Levush. Shmaka Levush. Levush says, he brings v'yesh oimrim. It's also in Tafayin. Sha'afilu anakeveis b'chayreis mis'anin. That those that say this, why? She'gam b'nakeveis hayis hamaka. He's naming on that they did die. Like the Goyin, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mitzriim b'chayreis did die. So why shouldn't they fast? V'ein noyagin kein. Why not? Like the Ramah. V'ein noyagin kein. Why not? V'chein g'dayli habayis. Ein mis'anin. They don't fast. He's bringing up a new person. G'dayli habayis. Rashi brings, Ein bayis asher ein shamis. There was no house that didn't have death. Rashi by the Makkah. How is this possible? There are houses that don't have bechayim. The answer is because gedolei habayis also died. If there was no bechar in that house, then the oldest in the house, meaning the oldest child, died. So lechayra, the levush is bavarning. Besides, for nekevayis should be fasting erev Pesach. Even a house where there's no Bechayrim, the Gedeli HaBayis should be fasting. Zakder, you know why? Afbi Shigam Him Aisab Hamaka. Loinogul Hachim Kulihai. Why? Vipnei She'ikr Hamaka. Vihasra Hakisuba Befeirush Betoya. Loyahoisa Elo Al Habechayrim Zacharim. The Ikr Maka. Vihasra Hakisuba Befeirush Betoya. Was only on the Bechayrim Zacharim. There's an Ikr Maka and a Tafel Maka. The Ikr Maka, how do you know what's an Ikr Maka? Based on the Hasra Ksuva Batayah. That was on the males. The females were killed. The Gedeli HaBayis were killed. That wasn't an Ikr Maka. Just to say a little pshat, what does this mean, Ikr Maka and Tafel Maka? We're going to discuss this a little later, try to say even a stronger pshat. What's the pshat in this? So we mentioned Gedeli HaBayis. Ein bayis asher ein shamis, so gedeli habayis, the oldest in the house also died. Comes out a fascinating thing. You'll have one family where the baby, the youngest child, the baby died. Why? Because we can have a house, but there's no bechayim. However, the mother the mother had this youngest child. Let's say it's a Bechar Meha'im. Meaning the father had in this house many children from a different lady. And now the mother has a Bechar Meha'im, which is the youngest child. Or it could be the other way also. So what comes out? It comes out that the older children aren't Bechayim. Because they come from one man and woman. And the youngest child now is a Bechar. So the baby, Mamash Mutal Barisa, the baby's in his crib, the baby is going to die. You go to the house over, and over there, there's no Bechayim, so the oldest in the family dies. Now, house number one, the oldest in the family didn't die. There was no din mitzad being the oldest in the house that he had to die. It was only because every house had to be affected by the Makkah. So it could be that it's a separate din. It could that there's one din that every house has to have a death. That din is a special din. It's that everybody has to be affected by the Makkah. It's not the Shein Bechar itself. Even though Rashi does say, by the way, that the oldest in the house has a certain Shein Bechar. But it's not the Shein Bechar of the Gadol Habayis that required him to die. You can even have a house, another house we could discuss right now, that has 10 Bechayim in it. It's possible. If the mother lived with many men, so it could be in that house, it's 10 Bechayim, they'll all die. It's not one per house. It's Bechayim and one per house. So we could look at the Gadol Habayis as another type, chelik of the Makkah. Another chelik of the Makkah, a certain way of spreading out the death. Now, what would we say about Nekeves Bechayim? So now, Mitzad Echad, Nekeves Bechayim is, they died, that means, even if there were other Bechayim in that house, then Nekeves Bechayim died. But it's likely that Nekeves Bechayim died to add more people to the Makkah, to make more death in houses. It was more a way of spreading the Makkah. It was part of that din. It was part of the Gadol Shebayis din. We could call that din Ein Bayis Asher Ein Shemes. It was part of the din of Ein Bayis Asher Ein Shemes. The Medrash that we are excited about that says that Nekeves died, really the Medrash starts off as follows. The Medrash says, Ein Bayis Asher Ein Shemes, Heyach! What's the Kasha Heyach? How is this possible? There are many houses that don't have Bechayim. The Medrash makes a cheshbon, a way that there could have been a lot of Bechayim. Then the Medrash continues. Hanakeves HaBechayis Afin Mesis. The Medrash is saying, don't get nervous. How could we have so many Bechayis? How could we have every house having death? Not every house has a Bechar. How could we have Imai Asherin Shemes? That's the Shiloh of the Medrash. The answer to this is, Hanakeves HaBechayis Afin Mesis. You might have thought they didn't die. But don't worry, they did die. That helps us for Ein Bayis Asher Ein Shemes. Now, it's not Mukach from this Medrash, and the caves were a whole different din. But we definitely see that the caves are being brought out to help for this issue of Ein Bayis Asher Ein Shemes. So, actually, we could suggest, we could throw them in to the category of Daily Habayis. It happens to be that in the Medrash Rabbah, you don't see the Daily Habayis died. When the Medrash asks Heich, it doesn't answer Daily Habayis. It just talks about the caves. The Lavush is going, like Adelia Abayis did die, like Rashi brings. He's going with both. But the point is that the same way it would be reasonable to say that Adelia Abayis were part of a separate type of part of the Makkah of Ein Bayis Asher Ein Shemes, so too we could say the same thing about Nekeves Bechayres. But either way, this is a Gevaldig of Shah for the Ramah. They did die. Nekeves died. But to be required to fast, it has to be that somebody like you as a Mitzri was part of the Iker Makkah. Oh. Comes out that we have another Gishmaka answer to answer the Stira in the Midrashim. We don't have to make a Machlekes Midrashim. We don't have to go like the Etz Yosef to be Madche the Medrash by Karban Pesach, which is Mash, only Zecharim died. We'll say that the Zecharim were the Iker ones that died. But, Afhein, and the Nekeves also died. Adra, but that's a secondary halacha. It's not a stira to learning from Zachar, Makas Bechayris, because they were the Iker. And Adra, but we're saying that the Medrash that brings up Nekeves, that's the Medrash by Ein Bayis Asher Ein Shemes. That was like a separate din. But this only works for the Ramah. The Mechaber says that Nekeves also have to fast. So you could clear one of two ways. Either he's masking to the setup that there's an Iker Makkah and a Tafel Makkah like the Levush, and he goes that Nekeves were part of the Tafel Maka, like the Gedali Habayis. However, he feels that, and Mimela he'll also have a Gvaldiga answer for the Stira Midrashim. However, he feels that no matter what, you should fast. Whether you're part of the Ikramacha, whether you're part of the Tafel Maka, you should fast. Aye, so why don't Gedali Habayis have to fast? That'll be a separate svara, separate reason. You have to know why. You'll have to explain that. Or else, the Mechaber maybe is masking to our setup as an Ikramacha and a Tafel Maka, but he says, don't put Nekeva in the Tafel Maka. Put Nekeva in the Ikramacha. Then you won't have an answer to the Stira Midrashim. And it won't be like the Lashon of the Levush that we're going with the Hasra, Haksuba, the Fairy Shabtai was only on the Zecharim. The Psukim talk only talk about Zecharim, but still, maybe the Mechaber feels that the Gedali Habayis, you're right, they're a whole separate din. You don't have to fast. Gedali Habayis Yisraelim don't have to fast. They were a separate din in the Makkah. But the Kavis are part of the Ikar Lacha. Those are two stuff we have for the Mechaber. So let's go over now one of the shilas, one of our starting shilas, Ager. Ager, if his mother had him, or from the father, let's say he was the first, he was a Bechar, either Me'ayin or Me'ayav, from his Goyish parents. Now he's a convert. Should he fast or shouldn't he fast? So Kipshute, why not? Of course he should fast. We're handling a Ger Zachar. Nothing to talk about. Had he been a Goy right now, and had it been Makas Bechayrus right now, he would die. So L'chaya, he feels he's saved from the Makkah, and he should fast on Erev Pesach. However, we mentioned the Goyin. The Goyin learns that Pshat and the Mechaber, the Mechaber is Mechaber in the Ramah, the Mechaber holds, if you were in the Makkah, you as a Mitzvah would have been in the Makkah, you fast, that's it, finished, end of story. Then in Echami, a Ger would also fast. But the Ramah holds, you have to have Kedushas Bechar. And that's Pashat, that a Ger does not have any Kedushas Bechar. Not Lepidia, not Lenachla, nothing. So a Ger would be put together with an Akeva. So Lefi the Goyin, Lefi the Ramah, a Ger should not fast. But Lefi, the Pshat that we said, our earlier Pshat in Lechayis Mechaber and Ramah, the Pshat that it's a Stir in Midrash, or the Pshat of the Levush, and even Lefi the Goyin, according to the Mechaber, a Ger should fast. But according to the Mechaber, I'm sorry, according to the Goyin, according to the Ramah, a Ger should not fast. That's what would come out. I'll just want to throw out a shtickle ha'ara, that vissen, that you have to know how this works about a Ger. It could be, McClaren, you have to know the sugya of Ger, that it could be a Ger in his Kodin Shnilo Dami, this that he starts fresh. We can't really reckon with the fact that he was ever a Bechar. I mean, even though physically he was a Bechar, it's true, but maybe, even though we're saying that you don't need a shame Bechar, but maybe you need Epes Hashem Bechar. And a Keva has Epes Hashem Bechar. Somebody who's Bechlal not reckoned at all as a Bechar at all can't have any, can't be Bechayiv to fast. A Ger, because of his starting fresh, Kanshan Ildami, doesn't have even Epes Hashem Bechar. Okay, we can clear on Verganem. If you need, say if you need Epes Hashem Bechar to be part of Tanis Bechayim, even if it's not the Ramah and the Goyin, maybe you need something. And we can clarify if a ger is able to get that shame, or his cotton shneil dami would stop him getting that shame. Okay, that's on the side. Kapshuta is a geshmak and afkamina that a ger should be totally in the goyin's rama. So let's just chazer over quickly what we have so far. We have a mechagis mechaber rama, whether a nekeva b'chayr has to fast. The mechaber we're saying is easy because it's an often a medrash by makas b'chayrus that nekeva has died, so therefore the chayr zikhar and nekeva should fast. The Ramah we're saying is more shver. We have three pshatim to fast the Ramah. Either it's a machaikas midrashim, or we have the gain that you're only machayiv to fast if you have kedushas bechar, or we have the levush that says that nekeves weren't part of the ikar hamaka. We're saying that a ger would be a geshmak and afkamina that according to the gain, according to the Ramah, a ger should not have to fast. Now, another part of another thing we should just chazer over quickly is we have a stira midrash. Right, that was one of our starting questions. We have a stira midrash. The medrash by Makas B'chayos says that Nekeves did die. Nekeves mitzriyos did die, and by Karban Pesach it says they did not die. How do we reconcile these two midrash? So we have a chedushi Rishash who says that it's a machlokes midrash. We have the Eitz Yosef who says that the medrash by Karban Pesach that says Zachar is lav dafka. All it's saying is Lashon Zechira. And we have a third shot, the Levush, that would help to answer. The Levush would be saying that they were the Zecharim were the Ikar Makkah, and the Kevites did die, but they weren't the Ikar Makkah. Ah, Givaldi. So let's now move on to explaining better and understanding better what was going on by Makkas Bechayis. And with this, we'll have another Mahalach. I don't know if it fits perfectly into the Lashon of the Lavush, but we're going to suggest a Chiddush that will come out similar to the Lavush to explain this idea that maybe the Nekeves were killed, but it was a different din why they were killed. Let's first discuss the Makkah. In Sefer Yerachal Miadim, Rabbi Yerachal Moshe, Rashi of Lakewood, so he has a few shtiklach about that touch on Makkas Bechayis. I'm b'chol not saying word for word, and it could be I'm being mitzdar of the shtiklach, but I'm going to use some of his marmakayim, but I want to take out one yisoid, one framework. And that is that he describes how Makkas Bechayis, mitzad echad, is different than other Makkas. Mitzad sheni, it's the same as other Makkas. A bunch of rayos, but I'll just say one of them from Dayenu. It says in Dayenu, Ilu haitzionu Mitzrayim lay osa vahem shvatim. Hashem would have taken us out of Mitzrayim and not have done to the Mitzrayim shvatim. What's shvatim? Shvatim means the Makkas. And then later in Dayenu, it says, Ilu osa velekeim, Ilu osa velekeim, lay harag es bechayreim. Hashem would not have killed their Bechayim. He mentions Makkas Bechayim separately. So we see that Makkas Bechayim stands out apart. It's a different type of Makkah. At the same time, he proves in Yerachal Miadim that it's also the same as all the other Makkas. And Be'ez Hashem, we're going to explain this. I want to explain in what way is it different, and in what way is it the same. I want to just go over the ha'ara that we said. We said, one of our starting ha'aras, our starting shilas, we said that there's an interesting thing we're finding in Makkas Bechayis. We're finding in Makkas Bechayis that it's considered that we were saved from that Makkah. We were saved from the Makkah. We weren't just saved from the Mitzrayim. We were saved from the Makkah. I'll say over, we say this every day in Ezras. Ezras, we say every morning, Brech Kriyashma, Kol Bechayim Harokta, Hashem killed their Bechayim. Uvechayim chagalta, Hashem saved our Bechayim. I'm just saying it every day. Another thing is in that Medrash, we mentioned the Karban Pesach Medrash. It says Zachar, right? Zachar, we learn from Zachar, the reason why there's a requirement that Karban Pesach Zachar is because of Makkas Bechayis. What's the lashon of the Medrash over there? The Medrash says, Shehu hayrei kol Bechayim shel Mitzrayim. He killed all the Bechayim. Kol Bechayim shel Mitzrayim. Killed all the Bechayim of the Mitzrayim. Vechas, Al Bechayim Shal Yisrael. And he had Rachmanis on the Bechayim of Yisrael. We're excited about this idea that we were saved from the Makkah. And I was saying, El Chayr Shishver Zach. It's not the Pashas. Pashas, the Makkah was to get back into Mitzrayim. Why do we have to worry that we would have been affected by the Makkah? And we said, really, the other Makkahs, El Chayr, we don't find this, even though the other Makkahs we got so close to. The other Makkahs could have affected us, and there was a gewaltige Hashgacha Pratis that it didn't affect us. At the same time, we don't make any mention of it. We don't get excited about this. Just want to mention that I saw in Rabbi Yerucham, Mashkiach Rabbi Yerucham, in Parshas Bo, Hitaka notices this Nakuda, this chilk between Makkas Bechayis and the other Makkahs. He says a different Mahalach. We're not going to say over his Mahalach, but he notices this Zach. So the main thing I want to say is like this. This that we're considering ourselves saved from Makkas Bechayis has to do with the fact that Makkas Bechayis is different than the other Makkas. We're going to discuss in a minute why. Why Makkas Bechayis is different than the other Makkas. But we're finding this excitement. We're finding the fact that we were saved from Makkas Bechayis. And we're saying the other Makkas, we don't talk about this. We don't talk about being saved from Makkas Dam, Tzvadiyah, Kinim, Arif. This is related to the din in Makkas Bechayis. The part of Makkas Bechayis that we said over the Yerach Me'adim, there's two dinim. There's a din that's special, and there's a din that's the same. It's part of the din that's special. Oh. So now, what's that din that's special? And we're going to have to figure out why in that din, in that part that's more special at the Makkah, why does it make it that the Makkah was more relevant to the Yidin? That's going to be the setup. whatever is part of the din, the special din of Maksim Chayyus, is going to be more relevant to the Yidden. The Yidden feel like they were saved. Whatever is part of the other din of that's just like the other makas, the Yidden don't have to worry that they would be affected by that makam. Let me see over Rav Shimon Schwab. Shimon Schwab says, he's coming to Bavar in the Pasuk, that it says in the Pasuk, Bavarati Beretz Mitzrayim, Laila Hazeh, the case is called Chor Beretz Mitzrayim, the Adamad Behemo, Chol Lekeim Mitzrayim Eseshvat. Them also, Chol Lekeim Mitzrayim Eseshvat. Hashem on that night, not only did he make Makas Bechayris, not only was he Hika, called Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim, he also was Hika, the Avodah Zarah's, this that the Mitzrayim considered their Elekei Mitzrayim, he also started off with them. What's this connection? So he says you have to understand that the Bechayrim represented Avodah Zarah. The Bechayrim were this like halig of people in the family, and they were used for Avodah Zarah. That's what he says. I don't know if they themselves were to the Avodah Zarah, they were the ones who used to do the service to the Avodah Zarah. And this is not just Rav Shimon Schwab, and this is in Me'im Beis HaShoeva, it's not just Rav Shimon Schwab, the Malbim says this, I'm sure others. So what did Hashem do? It says the Geshmak Gezach, and Tziv also says something like this. Rav Shimon Schwab is putting it all together. Hashem came b'chvaydi v'atzmai. And he did a havara, he came. V'havarti b'eretz Mitzrayim. And automatically, in one swoop, if Hashem's there, Avodah Zarah had to go. It's a stira. Hashem and Avodah Zarah, boom. It blows up. That can't coexist. He didn't go and remove the Avodah Zarah. He didn't go and remove the Bechayim. It was just by being there, it disappeared. Avodah Zarah and the Bechayim couldn't be there. Then the Tziv Taka talks about this, how the Kedusha of Hashem being there is what made the Bechayim die, but he doesn't shtel to Avodah Zarah, I don't think. Rav Shimon Schwab is taking these two ideas. One is that the Bechayim, the Avodah Zarahs were an issue and they were going to be struck that night. And the idea that Hashem's Kedusha is just what zapped them. Oh. So this is something that is very shaykh to the Yidden. Unfortunately, we know that the Yidden, halalu oiv de'avay de'zara, halalu oiv de'avay de'zara. It's Mar Mekhemis to this maybe in the Medrash, that it seems like the Yidden did like a kapara. And in the moment of donning, so to say, we're not even donning, of just coming and eradicating Avodah Zarah, so the Yidden could have been included. This is going to be the special din. The special din in Makas Bechayres was a moment, a night, a bit of Avodah Zarah, and unfortunately the Yidden could have been included in this. I was thinking that it could be the reason why this happened that night was because we know there's a very big theme in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is that there was a Geula Ruchni. Chodesh Baruch Hu wasn't only saving us from being in Mitzrayim and having a physical bondage, but almost the ikar was the fact that we were going to sink lower in the Memtah Shari Tumah. Hashem was saving us. Hashem was saving us from being like the Mitzrayim. And we were going to become close to Hashem and get the Torah. So Chodesh Baruch Hu, it had to happen. A removal of the Avodah Zarah in front of our faces. And really it had to be removed, the Avodah Zarah within us. We say at Geshmak Aloshin, we say it by Yom Kippur Katan from the Vidya Gadol of Rabbeinu Nisim, Vim Tevakesh L'Nakaisi, if you're going to come to purify me, Kimitar V'Chimitzari of Kesef, like one purifies silver, well, Yishar M'Menu, there's going to be nothing left. So, almost, that could be like a mashal, like, almost that type of thing could have happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to remove Avodah Zarah, L'Tay Elis, the Yidden, part of their Gula Ruchni, but if you remove too much Avodah Zarah, since they have Avodah Zarah inside of them, so to say, so Mela, they could end up getting punished along with this bitl Avodah Zarah. So the Bechayim of the Yidden, who were also, so to say, in a certain sense, connected to Avodah Zarah, could have also been killed. I want to mention also, we're coming to explain what was special about Makas Bechayris, and explain how this could have affected the Yidden. I want to mention the Goyin. Gevaldige Goyin. The Goyin says, much stronger. He says, really the Yidden needed a kapara, mechayra for Avodah Zarah. So Hashem had to find a replacement for them. And he picked the Mitzrayim. The Bechayre Yisrael needed to be killed, and the Mitzrayim were instead of them. That means, within this makkah, there was an element that, not just that the makkah could have killed them, the yidden had to be killed. We'll do the makkah just to save them. For sure, like the Goyin, we understand why the yidden were scared. There was an element of this makkah of killing the Mitzrayim instead of the yidden. But the point is, the yidden were chayiv. The yidden needed a kapara from Avodah Zarah l'chaya. And, like Rav Shimon Schwab, we're saying that when we're killing the Mitzrayim, where we're getting rid of the Avodah Zarah kite of the Mitzrayim, the Yidden could have gotten included. And like the Goyin, the Mitzrayim are there instead of the Yidden. They're really almost, the Malkah is intended at the Yidden, so to say. And there's Rais within the Midrashim. In Medrash Rabbah, throughout Medrash Rabbah, you'll find there's places that this comes up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is replacing the Yidden with the Mitzrayim. See if I could find one of the Mitzrayim. It's in Parsha Yudzayin, Perkei Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Hashem makes it that it should be mechaper dam tmeim al dam tohem. Hashem makes it that it should be mechaper dam tmeim al dam tohem. Like, because Hashem nafsh avadav. Hashem is being paid to them. Dam tmeim means the Mitzri dam. Should be mechaper on the dam tohayim, on the Yiddish dam. Mamash, we're going to kill the Mitzriyim to be mechaper on the Yidden. Mamash, often mentioned other places. Let's say we would even go with like Rav Shimon Schwab. The idea is that when it comes to Bittul Avodah Zarah, it could have been the Yidden. And this is Pesach. This is Tainis B'chayim. We're celebrating Asher Pasach Avot Ibn Yisrael. We're celebrating that it could have been us. That in getting rid of Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speared us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only got rid of the Avodah Zarah itself, only got rid of the B'chayim Mitzrayim, and He speared us. However, there's another din. There's a whole other din in the Makkah. This has nothing to do with Bittul Avodah Zarah. The Medrash, Parashat Hezbov, Chav Zayin, it's on Parak Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis. And it says over there, it's explaining Makkas B'chayis. Amarat al-Parak, Kari Amar al-Hashem, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. Ma Yidin are called my B'char, Hashem says. I told you, Shalach, es b'ni ve'yaveni, send out my son to serve me, send out my b'char to serve me. V'atamayin l'shalcha, you parai, v'atamayin, you're refusing to send them out. I'm gonna kill your b'char. Mida k'neged mida. We find all the makkas had mida k'neged mida. There's a mida k'neged mida. Makkas b'char is not only to get rid of Avodah Zarah, which we said is shaykh to the Yidden also, but it's pashit to get at the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim did something wrong to Hashem's b'char, Hashem's gonna kill their b'char. And it brings in this medrash, the brisbein avsarim, the gamas, the gaya, shaya, avoidu dona neichi, which I always understood. What does it mean, dona neichi? Hashem's gonna judge, Hashem's gonna punish them. That's just to get back at them. That's not, bitla avoidu zara, that's not anything fancy. That's, the gamas, the gaya, shaya, avoidu. There's gonna be a nation that works you hard, dona neichi. I'm gonna judge them. Zak this medrash, same medrash, mahu don, makas bechayres. That's the don. Not bitla avoidu zara. This is the same Medrash Rabbah. I told you before that the Medrash Rabbah is mashma like the Goyin in some places. And over here it's also mashma that there's an element of Stam punishing the Mitzrayim. So what I want to point out is the Chaya, if you go with this Medrash, that talks about punishing the Mitzrayim, Dona Neichi, it has nothing to do with Yidden. Yidden would not have had to be scared at all. There would not be Makas B'chayres. There would not be a celebration as a Pasach, Avot Ibn Yisrael. Maybe we would have Pesach. We would thank Hashem that we were saved. But not, we wouldn't commemorate Hashem, thank you for not killing us. Why should we be killed? We didn't do anything wrong. We weren't the gamas agoya shaya avoidu dona neichi. Ah. Coming out of geshmak azach. We're being mad at something that really was pashut to us that we knew the whole time. That tainas b'chayres and mak and carbon and pesach is not really. Because we could have been killed at Makas B'chayris. It's not true. The din of Makas B'chayris of Dona Neichi, the Gamas of Goyesh of Achei Vadi Dona Neichi, we cannot have been killed because of that din. That was a punishment. The B'chayrim and the Mitzrayim have to die. Where we felt that we were saved and it could have been us was because of this other element, something special in Makas B'chayris. We tried to explain, maybe it has to do with the Gula Ruchni. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, let's go like Rosh Hashanah right now, He came down and he went in front of us to eradicate all Avodah Zarah. And he said, you the Yidden, although you might be Shayach to Avodah Zarah, I'm not gonna kill you. I'm gonna make sure you're a spirit for my being there. You're not gonna be a spirit to me. So Efshar, we could say, this is a Chiddush, but Efshar it's Shayach to say that going back to the Ramah who says Nekeves shouldn't fast, this is because Nekeves maybe, and the Gedali Habayis were not part of the element of Bitl Avodah Zarah, not part of that part of the Makkah. Because that was the Shpitz Bechar, who was served for Avodah Zarah, had to disappear from it, because Hashem was there, and we had to get rid of Avodah Zarah. And the Kevites, the Gedali Habayis, they didn't have that type of Shem Bechar. But they were thrown into the Makkah, because Ein Bayis Asher Ein Shamais, like we already explained, because every house had to feel it. Why did every house have to feel it? Because every house was Gama Sagaya Asher Yavaidu. Every house participated in punishing and in working the Yidden. So every house had to feel the sorrow. Every house had to die, had to have death. The same way every house had Dam, Sephardei, Akinim, Arif, everybody had to feel the effect of a Bechar dying, not just to witness in front of their eyes that there's a Bitl Avodah Zarah. They had to feel the sorrow of the death, because that's coming from Gama, Sagaya, Shayawaydi, Don, Nechi, Nekevais, Bili, Abayis. They might have all been part of that then. But the Shpitz Bechar died out Avodah Zarah. And like we said, a Yid only has to fast for where a Mitzri would have died out the din of Bitl Avodah Zarah. Maybe that would be another Hezbon der Ramah, and it's like similar to the setup of the Lavush. The Lavush is handling as Har, Ksuva, Betayra, so this might not fit into the Lavush, but it would be a mahalach, that type of mahalach, that there's two part, this, the people in the Makkah were killed in different, in different ways. They were all killed, but in different ways. Oh. So just to go over quickly, what are we saying right now? We're bringing up this idea that there's two parts to Makkah's Bukhairis. There's a part that's unique to Makkah's Bukhairis, there's a part that's just like the other Makkahs. The part that's unique, that's the part that the Yidden have to worry about. The other part, the Yidden do not have to worry about. The part that's unique is Bitl Avodah Zarah. It could have been the Yidden also, because Avodah Zarah. The part that's not unique is Agam Zegoy Asher Avodah Don Anechi, Midah Neged Midah, because they started up with the Yidden who are the Bechar of Hashem. And for that, the Yidden did not have to be worried that they would be killed in that Makkah. And we're suggesting that maybe the Kevis and the Gedali Habayis were really only killed out of the din of Gam Zegoy Asher Avodah Don Anechi. Oh, I just want to end off the Geshmak Azach. We were saying how, like, let's go through Shimon Schwab. I was saying that the Yidden could have been killed because they could have been killed. So what's Peshat? They were spirit. What's Peshat? Hashem saved them. Hashem loves them. Hashem saved them. There's a Gevaldik Maral. Where's Hashem? The Maral says that the Yidden really were only saved because there was a certain change about them. I'll just read you a line. That they became shaloi of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but even sheba avoda him shaloi, had they become shaloi the avoda by serving Hashem with the carbon Pesach, lekach lo higiel lehem makas b'chayres klal. Makas b'chayres couldn't affect them because they had a certain elevation. They had an elevation that now they were oivdei Hashem, and the oivdei Hashem was a steer to the makah. It could fit with Rav Shimon Schwab. They b'etzem had a certain chiv, a certain connection to Avodah Zarah. But the Shabbat who created this Matthias, you bring the carbon Pesach to me, you serve me, and I'm gonna focus on that. I'm gonna consider you Oyvdei Hashem. You're gonna have this, I don't know if the Maral's mom is saying you have a new essence, but that idea, he says, what does he say? It says, Shalaya Yisrael Efshar Lias Nitzalam and Rakhs Lachayas, Kim al Yadesh Yinachshavim Shalakadish Baruchu Behem Lachalkai. And that's why he commanded them to bring the Karban Pesach. I don't know if I'm reading it right. But that's the idea. I once heard a share from Rabbi Victor Miller, and he said a similar type of idea. He said that we're pasha different beings. We're made out of different stuff. There was a mashkes, there was a magefa. That affects humans. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makadosh us. He took us into a different essence. We're all stressing the fact that we were Oivdei Hashem. So I was just thinking of Geshmak Azach, we had a starting question, that why is it that we fast for Makas Bechayris? Why fast? Why in Erev Pesach are we fasting to commemorate Makas Bechayris? We should make a celebration. Sir Matisyo talks about this, and it's from Achsam Sefer, Rabbeinu Yoina. You can look in the Haggadah, he says that really the Yidden back then in Mitzrayim also fasted. And the same thing we find by Tainus Esther, that we fast because the Yidden fasted back then, that's what we're doing by Tainus B'chayim. But I wanted to say another pshat. My own pshat, tell me what you think about it. That Efsher, if the way we were saved is because we are different, and how are we different? Zok the Maral, we're Oivdei Hashem. So what we want to do, we don't just want to celebrate the fact that we were saved. We're celebrating something so much stronger. This is going to be Pesach. This is going to be Tainus B'chayim. We're celebrating that we couldn't be affected by the Makkah. We're celebrating that we're different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a certain Kedusha. He brought us out of that whole issue of Avodah Zarah. He transformed us. That's what we're celebrating. That's a real cause for celebration. Not just the Hatzalah. Hatzalah is also great. But we are people who were able to be separated from that whole Makifa. Because we're Eivdei Hashem, like the morale. So a Tainus Efsher is a geshnaka way to show that we are happy to happily perform a Tainus. A Tainus is miyat chelav, miyat dam. It's like a carbon. We're bringing ourselves as a carbon. A Tainus is a yin tshuva, yin tefila. Tainus is not just commemorating a salvation, but it's commemorating that we are Eivdei Hashem and that we're happy about it.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.